Hi everyone, welcome to episode 112 of Bucks UK TV. David, Graham and Stuart are with us this week, and
I
everything's
am.
better after a win, isn't it, Stuart?
Oh yeah, after four losses, that was just needed so much. It was a good weekend with us winning and everyone else in the division losing. It just brings us back in contention for the top.
Couldn't happen to a nicer division.
Exactly.
Graham. We obviously tried not to read too much into four losses. How much can we read into one win?
Yeah, again, you don't want to read too much into that. The team we were playing wasn't exactly the best. Kind of looking back at the losses we've had, the Eagles, Bills, and Lions games, we probably thought we'd struggle a little bit in those ones. Probably the Falcons and the Texans games, we would have expected a bit better results. So I think we did expect to win this one. So let's not get carried away, but a lot more positives to come out of this performance for sure. When you're up against Derrick Henry, although he's maybe not the player he was a year, 2 years ago, but still, to hold him to such a low yardage was great. So really good to see the defense stepping up.
Okay, well, we'll start with the defense then, David. As Graham said, Derrick Henry, only 24 yards, 2.2 yards a carry. That's a good day at the office, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, after the week before, the defense really had to turn up, didn't they? The pressure was on them to show what they're made of. A lot more blitzing than normal, even more for a traditional Todd Bowles team. They really went at it. We had a couple of picks, a couple of stops, but we dropped so many other opportunities as well. They were on fire and they really went for it. I think the good thing is that's probably the worst a rookie quarterback has ever played against the Buccaneers. We don't have a particularly good record about against rookie quarterbacks. So to shut Will Levis down like we did was a huge statement, and hopefully that's sort of play that they can take forward now. I think motivation is stop this prevent, stop this just trying to stop. It's actually let's go back to being aggressive and do what we do best. And I think it shows that we're a different team when we do that.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And like you say, historically, we've made backups or rookies look like Pro Bowlers. Stuart, kind of who were the standouts on defense for you that either upped their game or just really, really shut everyone down on set an example?
I think Levante David, as always, has a had a great game. He was up the top there with the stats. But I think White, I think he's had a lot of criticism lately. And I think he really responded in the game yesterday. I think maybe we need Warren Sapp every week to badmouth
In the same way that Rondé was laying into the secondary.
him.
Graham, would you agree with that, or any other players you want to highlight?
Yeah, I thought the two new guys, Diaby and Kanse, were superb. I think I was looking at the stats, 10 tackles for a loss. And I think they two each, and also a sack for, or was it Diaby? One of the two of them got a sack as well. So I think the two of them were worth highlighting the tremendous performances and looked like real prospects for us.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to say that we've got some players coming through when everyone thinks we're maybe in a bit of a rebuild year or a transition to still have that youth coming through. David, maybe on the less such positive side, kind of who on defense do we still need to crack the whip on?
Well, I'd be reluctant to do that on this. I think they just need to keep going. The secondary scheme is still up for discussion, but they all played a lot better this week. Obviously, Carlton Davis didn't play, so it'd be interesting to see him coming back, and he's still got it all to prove. But let's not knock what was actually a pretty good defensive performance. Again, I think one person that we seem to pick out every week, and actually you heard his name more than ever. So it was JTS.
Yes.
He actually did get involved, made plays, and so that was a positive. And again, we saw a lot more Shaq Barrett than we have perhaps this season as well. So all round defense, let's not knock them. They turned up and did what they had to do.
Yeah, Joe Tryon-Shanker got on the field with two solo tackles. So slowly,
Also,
slowly.
two penalties for offside, and it lined up in the neutral zone. We'll not mention that. Sorry, apologies.
Well, go on, Graham. I mean, obviously, penalties were something we were highlighting in previous weeks. Did it feel like through to form, improvement, regression?
I think it was probably a little bit of improvement, if anything, but it's a bit spotty. You don't know what you're going to get each week, really. I think we need to see a long, consistent run of very few penalties, or at least very few important penalties at important times where you're giving up a first down, you know, that type of thing where you're just about to go off the field and you give up a penalty that moves the chains. We really need to see that kind of penalty being killed off completely. We don't want to see that. But I think that a little bit of improvement yesterday, but still like to see a wee bit better.
Okay. We'll flip to the other side of the ball then, which is probably a little bit more subject to debate. Stuart, on offence, kind of obviously what we were looking for in previous weeks, we wanted more of the same from Baker. We wanted the running game to click in. We wanted us to find some good receivers. To what extent can we be proud of 20 points on the scoreboard?
I think, Evans had, you know, apart from that drop in the for the touchdown that never happened, that was right in his hands. But you know, he can be forgiven for that. You know, his touchdown where he grabbed the ball and powered through, you know, whilst trying to be tackled, you know, and he's 143 yards for Mike Evans was great. And Baker, I'm quite a big Baker fan. I just love his fight. I just love his, you know, he looks like he's going to be sacked and then he'll pull out a run. And I think White had a good game, maybe not directly when he's running up the gut, but when he got the ball thrown to him, he was, you know, making good runs. And that touchdown was awesome.
Yeah, Graham, do we say Rashad the receiver, it would seem?
Yeah, last couple of weeks he's becoming, I think they made that point at the start of the season, they wanted more from him in the passing game. Yeah, the running game's never really taken off. They seem to do just enough to keep the defense honest. I think I was looking at the numbers, there's 29 pass attempts and 29 rushes again. And it's that balance that I think that really gives Baker Mayfield a bit of time. The fact that they have to defend the run because it's 3-4 yards that we're getting each time, 3 yards or 2 yards we're getting, at least they know that it's coming. They have to defend the run and they can't key in on Mayfield every play. So as very bang average as the run game's been, I think it's a must. We have to keep kind of ploughing away. I keep thinking one of these days we'll have a breakout game and run for 200 yards, but I actually don't see anything to hint that may happen anywhere in the running game.
I mean, we had an outside pitch, we had a sort of reverse or jet sweep or something like that. And I hadn't noticed till you said it, the 29 rushes and the 29 pass attempts. I mean, those 29 rushes went for 2.7 yards on average. Now, on average, that means three and out, doesn't it? So, I mean, I get your point around balance, but at what point do you think
it's buying time. If the defense is expecting rush, pass, then, you know, on second down, you get a chance of play action here and there, and it's going to take a little bit of pressure off the quarterback. So I think it's still, if I don't think we had many runs for a loss this week. I mean, the fact that they had, you know, we caught them for 10 tackles for a loss is, I mean, that really stuffs your numbers up.
The only run for a loss I think we had was a Kyle Trask for a 1 yard kneel down.
That doesn't count. Come on, we'll give them that. But,
so all those people clamouring for Trask, they got to see him in action. Probably not quite.
I'd like to see a bit more kind of, a bit of action, doing running to the outside, some trick plays, you know, throwing some moves to put the defense off. Just something different. I think everyone just complains that it's run up the gut, and then a pass. So, you know, if they tried something a bit different, we'd all be happier. But when you look at the numbers and you look at that split, I think I understand what they're doing, and they're getting just enough yards to justify it.
Yeah. Stuart, come back to you on the play calling thing. Do you think it's 50-50 is the right pass rush ratio?
Not if it's up the gut every single time, because we just don't seem to do anything. You know, we just seem to. I rewatched the game this evening, and it was literally, it just felt like 1 yard every time we went up the gut. And it's, it's not that White's not a good player, but he's just not getting any space, and it just seems to be running into people. So I think we need to continue with the run game because it's important, but I think we need to try and mix it up somehow and just, you know, not up the gut every single time, try something a little bit different, even if it's just a little shove pass to him to run up the outside a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. David, we saw a little bit from Chase Edmonds, didn't we? Only I think he had a few carries. What do we think about the depth? I think because Keyshawn Vaughan wasn't active, was he? So slim pickings in the running back camp.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery, Keyshawn Vaughan. What's going on there, isn't it? But, I mean, Chase Edmonds came in, he had, four attempts, but, 9 yards, something, nothing spectacular there. I mean, just going back to the scheme, you know, we were very much focused historically on being a one first pass second first half of the season. Pleased that we started to open it up and look a bit deeper. And that's the only way you'll get the run game going, is if you start stretching the field and getting the linebackers to drop back a little bit and creating a bit of space. All the time you're running into 6, 7, 8 men all the time, you're not going to get those run yards. And it was good to see that. I think between Evans and Godwin, I think they got targeted something like 16, 17 times.
Yeah.
And compared to previous weeks, that just wasn't happening. And I think if we can keep pushing that, throwing a bit further past the sticks, stretching the backfield a little bit on the passing, that will naturally open up the run game and the screen passing. You know, there's no way that a running back is going to run through a tight defense like that. I mean, well, we proved it the other way with Derrick Henry. He got nothing, did he?
And I think what it shows is, what I think Graham or one of you said, is that it's not the back by themselves. It's a function of the back and the line. And we know our line is much better at pass blocking than they are at run blocking. But yeah, pick up what we said about Evans and Godwin. Obviously, we were screaming out for get the ball to Evans and Godwin. And luckily, we heard. But a few drops, you know, not least in that end zone pass for Evans, David. Do you think... is Evans in his own head a little bit, or is this just a one-week aberration and we don't have to worry about it?
I think he's dropped a few all season. I think probably one or two drops almost every game at the minute. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's he's created a bit of pressure on himself making this a money year. Whether he's just not getting the flow and the opportunity, whether there's too much coverage on him. Perhaps he needs to have his eyes lasered. I don't know what the thing is, but this year he seems to have dropped more than he had normally, hasn't he? And I really don't know quite what's going on there.
Pop question for each of you then. Graham, do you pay Mike Evans? Because it's not going to be cheap.
Pay him the money.
Yeah,
pay him
okay.
Wants.
Stuart, yeah. You pay Mike Evans?
I think I would, but not hugely long term. I love Mike. You know, he's my favourite player. But at the end of the day, it is a business. And we have to pay the whole team. So, you know, we've had issues this year because we paid Brady. I mean, that was fantastic. But there is a downside to paying people. But I would pay Mike.
Okay, so... yes, wholeheartedly from Graham. Reluctantly, yes from Stuart. David?
For the right price.
Yeah.
And like I say, I mean, I think we've got other priorities now with the likes of Broomfield Jr. and Wirfs. Absolutely, no one wants to see Mike Evans go. You know, he's Tampa through and through. He's not just on the field, but off the field. And his whole relationship, you know, whenever we've been out to Tampa, he's been absolutely brilliant with us. So I would hate to see Mike Evans go, but it has to be for the right price. Of course, if he keeps dropping the ball, that price would be going down, won't it? So
I guess the problem is if the right price across $1 million is what someone else is willing to pay.
I mean, in fairness, you know, he's restructured his salary so many times to accommodate the bugs. He's due it.
Yeah, and I think, as you said, Stuart, I think it was, you know, Baker Mayfield showing that heart and putting his head down. When Evans caught the ball, was it about 5, 6 yards out? And just, you know, would not be denied going over that goal line. I can't believe there's a single Tampa fan in the radio that wasn't just like up on their feet at the amount of effort and heart being shown. It was tremendous. Okay, so we've talked about penalties, we've talked about offense, we've talked about defense. That then brings us to the most important third of the game, which is special teams. Graham, how did special teams go this week for you?
Well, probably just about as vanilla as it has been every other week. Again, no mistakes, no, you know, fumbles and completely muffed punts. I think it was probably an average day for Kamada in terms of his kind of average yardage and whatnot, but still did okay. The one thing that I do kind of see a little, potentially a little spark in the return game for me.
With Tompkins.
I think Tompkins might spring one. I think he might spring a long one before the season's out. Don't hold me to that. But I think that might be all
right. If I'm not holding it, someone else will be holding someone else and it'll all come back. So don't worry.
Yeah, no doubt. But I say it every time. As long as they don't make the silly mistakes, I'll take it. Good kicking was really good again. I mean, I think Hawthorn have landed on their feet there.
Stuart, you agree? Kamada, average day. McLaughlin did good.
I think it was just, it was an okay performance. Nothing went wrong. Nothing spectacular, but did the job that was needed. I think a lot of punts went straight out of the end, so there wasn't that many return runs. But no mistakes, and that's what you want at the end of the day.
I think Kamada was overworked, to be fair.
He's wearing his leg out.
Yeah.
So then we'll come on to talk about the upcoming opponent, but just on the back of, you know, your what's your locker room talk after that game? What's the key point you want to get home to the players? David, we'll start with you.
They've proved that they're capable of delivering.
Yeah.
Now they've got to go out and do it every week. I think, you know, there was rumours that in the week the whole of the defence and the whole offence had big individual team reviews of the games, and everyone was free to open up and say what they wanted. And I'm hoping that they will say, we're fed up of playing conservative defence, just really get at them and let's just do that. You know, that is what we're built for, our defence. That's what we've got tried and tested players for. We just got to get out and be on the front foot in everything we do now.
Coach Reid, what's your closing statement in the locker room?
I think I'm just telling the defence that's the way they have to play every week. These guys can keep us in every game if they play like that. We're going up against one incredible offence next week and one amazing running back who we've met many times, but he's never been on this form. So I think for me, it's all about the defence next week. If they can hold up the way they did and provide the big plays that they showed on Sunday, I think gives us a fighting chance at least next week.
Okay, and finally, Coach Blackmore.
I'd like to see the running back coach grab Tristan Wirfs and go for it.
give him the ball.
Give him the ball. That run was awesome. You heard the stadium erupt when he was running down with that ball. He just looked. No, I think it's, you know, more of the same. You know, let's build on this. Let's, you know, stay as a team. Let's move forward. You know, we've got the talent. Let's go for it.
Okay, so let us know in the comments what your coaching comment would be. And we will see you next time to preview the San Francisco 49ers game. So thank you, David. Thank you, Graham. Thank you, Stuart. And as ever, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.